Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Happy Thanksgiving. First of all, I am super thankful and grateful that people continue to listen to this show on a daily basis. I know we've changed quite a bit in the last couple of years, but I think you'll find too that the essence of what I'm after, articulating the human experience and exploring ways that we could make it better, is still consistent. And it still is what I'm seeking to do. I'm just looking to come at that from more angles. So today what I wanted to do is sum up some of the work I've done in the space of gratitude and also kind of talk about what I would consider to be the logic of gratitude and like why it's useful. It's taken me my entire life to understand this, and it's interesting because I think it can be easy to see things, memes, whatever, that just talk about having an attitude of gratitude and thinking it's a platitude, that there's no real substance behind it. But actually, I think, though it can be kind of rote and we have all these gratitude practices, and sometimes, you know, sometimes they work and sometimes they're hard to find out or see why they actually could add any benefit to your life at all, outside of just the well-being and the feeling you get when you're thankful for something. But there is a bit of a logic behind it, and it starts with the disposition in which you're viewing your life at all. Because what gratitude does is it's a matter of focus, right? So what you think about, what you talk about, that's what determines where your focus goes. Whenever you show gratitude for something, you're thankful for something, what that does is obviously show you what you have to be thankful for. And that might sound obvious, but most of us, when left to our own devices, or maybe not most, but definitely many of us, tend to focus on lack. And if you focus on lack, you will fundamentally live in a world that is one of lack, that is constructed of one where there is not enough. And I think many of us today, you know, people talk about the world being this abundant place. You know, it's actually just a more of a mirror, like more of a cosmic mirror to whatever it is that, whoever it is that you are, whatever your natural disposition is. See, if you live in a way that's adversarial with time, you never have enough time, you never have enough money, what you'll find is that that's the world that you live in. It's actually the world is just holding up a mirror to the way that you're acting and the way that you're thinking and the way that you're going about your life. Nowhere was this more obvious than the kickoff of the pandemic, when we had that toilet paper thing go down and there was like no toilet paper anywhere. There was no obvious break in the supply chain. It was only the thinking of individuals who caused the world to be thrust into this place of lack. Of course, you only buy way more than you need when you are convinced that there's not enough. And it is not that there was not enough, but rather that you thinking so is what made it so. And so this is what happens all the time. It really is a matter of the way that you're going about the world. And so when you show gratitude for something, it actually redirects your focus from what you don't have to what you do have. So one of the things I've talked about quite often is this idea that you can know that you're meant for more, right? You can aim ever upward toward the kingdom and still be firmly grounded in gratitude for what it is that you do have. Like, it's not competing ideologies to believe that there's more for you, that you could evolve, but also that you're super thankful for everything that's come before now. Now, and that might mean also that you have to kind of sift through your life and look for things that aren't so obvious. Like, for example, oftentimes people like to dismiss relationships that don't work out, whatever that means, quote unquote, in an impermanent world, as being a waste of time. But rather, actually, you're constantly learning. You're learning something. You're learning more about who you are. You're learning more about who other people are. You're learning more about how you want to be treated by other people, how you want to treat other people. And so everything that you do can be looked at as a bit of a lesson, which is you're always learning what you need to know in order to evolve. But it makes it impossible to learn that lesson if you don't root yourself in some sort of gratitude, because you've got to be somewhat thankful in recognizing that it was a lesson in the first place. And so what happens is, as you begin to look at your life through a lens of gratitude, it's not only that it creates this sort of mode of being in the world, which is conducive to abundance, but it also gives you a firm reality of what you do have. See, you can't focus on what you don't have and use that as a foundation to make your life better. I mean, you can, but there's nothing there. It's not solid. You're simply just pointing out the obvious. Actually, what you need to do is you look for what did work, what has worked, what you do have to be thankful for, and use that as the building block for the rest of your life. It's a much more solid foundation. So in addition to creating this worldview of abundance, it also just gives you a solid foundation from which to build the rest of your life on. And not only that, but because our psyches are so contingent on momentum, it's very hard to live in this world of lack and think that tomorrow or the next day is going to be any different. Like, we actually have to make those changes manually in our lives. And then we'll find that the momentum of our psyche continues whatever path we've already put ourselves on. And so what you do when you begin to look for things that in your life that you have, that you're grateful for, right? It starts to set your psyche up in a way that lends itself to satisfaction, right? And you can think about what happens when your psyche is set up in a way where you're always one step away from contentment, where you're always, as soon as I get this amount of money, as soon as I get this person, as soon as this business deal works out, as soon as I get this raise, then I'll be satisfied, then I'll be happy. And what happens is we end up living in this sort of hedonistic worldview where satisfaction is always just around the corner and it never changes regardless of that. The way that we change it is with our focus. We bring satisfaction to us. We look at what we do have. We start there with gratitude. And then that gives the psyche the momentum that it needs to continue on in that trajectory. Both are true, right? This world of lack or this world of abundance, both are true. It's much more dependent on where you put your focus. And so today, you know, we didn't do a maxim today, but I do want to do a challenge for you. Take stock, just sit down for 15, 20 minutes today, this morning, whatever. Take stock of people who have truly, truly mattered in your life, and then reach out in a video, less than 1 minute, and just tell them that they've mattered in your life and tell them why. This is one of my favorite practices of all time. One, because, you know, it's easy to feel, especially when we go through down times or sad times or lonely times, it's easy to feel isolated from the rest of the world. And so what this practice does is it starts to show you all of the people that really, really have mattered in your life, that you're not this island, that you're actually quite dependent on all of these people. And then the other thing it does is, you know, we're in this place right now where we have like government mandated loneliness. And so a lot of people who are trying to follow the rules and are scared and are just afraid of leaving their house and going about their business as normal, they're in this place where the holidays, which could be really depressing for some people, depending on the circumstances that they've been privy to up until now. And then on top of that, you've got the pandemic and the loneliness of social distancing and isolation and everything that comes with that. And so you never know when someone in your network might just need to know that somebody in the world is grateful for them. These little practices, you know, scanning through your life, finding things that you're grateful for, scanning through your phone contacts, finding people that have really mattered in your life and letting them know. This is the stuff that sends the world in a better direction. This is the stuff we're missing. The redemptive qualities of being human have been taken from us in a very major way. I'll do more content on that later, but for now, why don't we just start by recognizing that there's so much that we have to be grateful for. You know, maybe more than anybody in human history. But all of that will be a moot point if we don't recognize it, if we don't appreciate it, if we don't use that as a firm foundation from which we can build the rest of our lives, and then further as a way for people to know that they've truly mattered with the short amount of time that they've had on Earth, at least to you, at least to me. By the way, you've mattered to me. Love you guys. Hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving, and we'll talk tomorrow with Maxim 18.